In the first reading today, the wise man from the Old Testament, Sirach, tells us that we are to praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. We tend to praise people for all kinds of external things. We look at them and say, oh, this person's really rich, or this person's really successful, or this person's really athletic, or this person has so much ability, or whatever it might be. And it may all be true. They have all those qualities. But what kind of a person are they? And that, Sirach is telling us, we will be able to tell when they open their mouths. As our Lord told us in the gospel reading, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we need to think about that. When everything is going really well, got a good night's sleep, it's a nice day, and you're on vacation, you can be a really nice person. When things are difficult, lots of stress, not much sleep, things are just hard, that's where you find out how much virtue you have, because it's tested, exactly what we heard in the first reading. But we can really look at, or I guess listen to, what's coming out of our own mouths to be able to really make a determination about what is in our hearts. St. Paul, for instance, tells the Ephesians that they are only to say the good things that people need to hear, things that will edify them, to build them up. So you can ask yourself, with what comes out of my own mouth, is that edifying to people? Is that building people up? Is that something that's charitable and something that's positive and something that's encouraging? Or is my language not so good? When we look at that point that our Lord is telling us, that from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks, it is there then that we need to look to see why we do what we do. Because there are lots and lots of sins that we commit with our tongues. In fact, if you look at the third chapter of the letter of St. James, he tells us that the tongue, even though it's just a very small member of the body, controls the whole thing. He likens it to the rudder of a ship. The rudder is really small, but it controls a huge ship. More than that, he says that the tongue is like a fire. You think of what comes out. We're lighting fires all over the place. Once it's out, you can't put the fire out. And he reminds us that a huge forest fire is started by just a tiny little fire. So it doesn't take much sometimes to cause a lot of trouble. So we look at, again, these things that we are saying. Some, like I say, are pretty obvious. We know we shouldn't be using the Lord's name. And yet, it's happening so frequently with so many people that then we say things like, but everyone is doing it. The fact that everyone's doing it doesn't make it okay. And secondly, may I remind you that on the Day of Judgment, no one is going to be there with you. So if our excuse is that everyone else is doing it, everyone else isn't going to be there because no one is going to be there. It's going to be God and you, and that's it. And the fact that everyone else was doing something isn't going to be a good excuse. But even if we look a little bit beyond that, there are all kinds of filthy words that come out of people's mouths. Why? If you're a young person, maybe it's because you want to sound cool. Maybe you want to sound tough. Maybe you want to impress people. Maybe you want to fit in. What's the reason? So yeah, we need to stop with the language, but we need to look deeper to see why we're doing it. But we can look beyond that as well. There are lots of people who think talking filthy is somehow impressive or funny or whatever they think it is. Telling dirty jokes, just gross things like that. There are lots of people who get caught in gossip, people who get caught in calumny, people who get caught in detraction. All these things where we're destroying people's reputations with our tongues. Sometimes we lie. Sometimes we're boasting. We're bragging about this or that or the other thing. And while, again, we can recognize that all of those things are problematic in and of themselves, once again, we need to look a little deeper and ask ourselves, why? Why would I be lying? Why would I be boasting? Why would I be talking filthy? Whatever it might be. Because there's dishonesty. Because there's pride. Because there's lust. Whatever it might be. And that's what the Lord is really asking us to look at. To look deeper. Yes, we need to learn to control the tongue. But we need to look deeper again at the reason why we're saying what we're saying. Because if from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks, what's coming out of our mouths is going to be reflecting what is in our hearts. And is that really what we want to have in our hearts? Now, this has become very difficult because of the circumstances in which we live, the society in which we live. People are, they've got their mouths flapping all the time. You get together with some friends and people start talking and you've got every intention not to get caught up in it. Well, it doesn't take long and pretty soon the jaws are going and we're sinning again. So it's a real fight to be able to break some of these habits that we have. Like I said, it's more than just looking at the habit. We have to look deeper at the question of why. What is in there? What's in the heart that's causing me to be doing these things? And we hear in the second reading, as St. Paul points out to us, that God is giving to us everything that we need to be able to overcome this stuff. Obviously, in the context, he's talking about death, and he says that the sting of death is sin. Well, if the Lord is giving us the grace to overcome death, then it's obvious he's giving us the grace to overcome sin as well. But that's going to take some effort on our part. So it's a good opportunity for us, as we now have 3 days before Lent starts, to really look at making a difference this Lent. Making some real changes. Not just going through the perfunctory things that maybe we've been doing since we were kids. Oh, I guess I'll give up M&Ms again this year. Really? Think about that for a minute. Now, if you're in second grade and you think, you know, M&Ms are the greatest thing that's ever been invented, yeah, it's a great penance. But otherwise, unless you are absolutely addicted to M&Ms and your intent is to give them up for the rest of your life, then yes, Lent is a great opportunity to get started on that. But if not, don't do something silly. Imagine standing before God on the day of judgment, and he says, let's look at your heart. Gee, we've got pride, and we've got selfishness, we've got lust, we've got dishonesty, we've got filth. And you look at him going, yeah, but I gave up M&Ms, remember? I don't think he's going to be impressed. He wants us to look at some changes that need to happen in our lives to get ourselves more conformed to Christ. So that's what we really want to think about. We've got now 3 days before Ash Wednesday. So pay attention, perhaps, to what's coming out of your mouth over the next couple of days. Just listen to yourself. And then bring that to prayer and look deeper. To be able to ask the question of why. Why am I doing this? Some of it, again, might be habit. I've been saying these same stupid words for years and it's just become habitual. But even if that's the case, there's probably something a little bit deeper than that. So yes, like I said, we need to work on the external things. We need to work at getting rid of bad language. We need to work at cleaning things up. But we need to really work at what's deeper down. If we can get at the root of the problem, the rest of the problem's going to go away too. If all that we do is say, okay, I need to learn to control my language, I need to quit cussing, I need to quit swearing, I need to quit using God's name in vain, it's a good thing to do. But then all we're doing is stopping what's on the surface, but we're not dealing with the deeper problem. It's still there. And if you find that maybe you are doing pretty well, maybe you used to use a lot of bad language and now you don't, but every once in a while it still pops out, then again you ask yourself, when is it coming out? Is it when I'm angry? Is it when I'm frustrated? Is it when I'm surprised? Is it, you know, the Lord lets us see these things, exactly what we hear about, how in the tribulation is the test of the just. So God allows us to be put into difficult situations because that's where we see our virtue or our lack thereof. And so maybe you're doing quite well, but if circumstances are right, you fall flat on your face again, and out comes this spew of vitriol or whatever it is. The Lord is letting that happen to let you see that it's still there. Much better than it used to be, but still have some work to do. So don't say, oh, I've got that under control or I've done enough. No, he's letting you see there's still some stuff there that needs to get removed. So this is the opportunity now. This is what Lent is really about, is making a real difference in our lives, making some serious changes. That's what we're all being invited to, and that's what we need to look at. And so maybe you can see what you're doing, you know where your problems are already. If not, like I said, pay attention to your language for the next couple of days. Listen to what's coming out of your mouth. And then ask yourself, why? Why is that coming out of my mouth? Bring that to prayer and dig in deep and really look into your heart so that this Lent, there can really be a real change that's going to happen in our lives. It's not just perfunctory. It's not just going through the motions. But it's looking at it and saying, I want to do this for the right reason. Again, just think for a second. If you are using God's name, and you can say, well, it's just become a habit, or everyone else is doing it, I ask you then, would you use your spouse's name that way? Your mom's name, one of your kids' names? No, because you love them way too much to do that. So if we're using God's name, what does that tell us? Not because everyone else is doing it, not because it's a habit, because I don't love God enough, or I wouldn't use his name that way if I did. See, that's just one little example that we can look at and say, let's look a little deeper. This is what I need to work on. Work on loving God more, then I'm not going to use his name that way. Work on whatever it is. Again, look into your own heart. And let's dig this stuff out. Let's get to the root of what the issue is. Because from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. We are made to glorify God. That's what we do when we come to Mass. We glorify God. We speak words of glory. We speak words of praise and of worship. And then we walk out of here, and what comes out of our mouths? Probably not things that are always glorifying God. That's where we want to change. Because the same tongue that we are using to glorify God, the same tongue that we use to put the Holy Eucharist right there, all of a sudden is spewing filth. There's a disconnect. We're saying that on one hand, I want to use the members of my body to glorify God, and I turn around and I don't do that. We don't want to be a house divided. We want to be united. We want to be one. And that oneness is in the glory of God, in the way that we act, in the way that we speak, in the way that we live our entire life.